Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Denzel.
How are you?
Very happy to be here again. And you?
You're saying all the right things. All the right things. And guess what?
What?
This morning I woke up at like 4:30 and I couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh my God.
But anyway, another day, because I had Gina for about 4 days. As I was walking Gina, I had a real good idea. I don't know if I'm going to do it with you, but with somebody else. But I had a really good idea. You know when you sort of, when people talk to their dogs? And in English, it's kind of, in Spanish, it's always like two syllables. You know, sienta, levanta, or ven aquí, etc. And it's always like in two syllables. But in English, it's like the imperative, and the imperatives are only one syllable. Come, go, sit, stand, walk, jump. And I thought, English for dogs.
Easy. It's easier for dogs understand one syllable than two or three.
Exactly. And then the idea continued in my head. And I said, you can apply the same syllable to being assertive to people. And the only thing is you put please, sit, please, come here, please. And so you just put please at the end for people. So that was my stupid ideas as I was walking with Gina. Anyway, how was your holidays?
It's not as stupid as you think.
I don't think so.
I never think about it. Interesting. Your ideas are interesting.
My ideas go off the scale for a bit. So anyway, so how was the holidays, and when did you start back?
Ooh, I don't remember my holidays. I went the first 2 weeks in August. And we went to the north of Spain, very, very good weather with my kids, my husband. We enjoyed a lot. We ate a lot, very good food. And we went to do surfing.
Oh, yes, surfing.
Surfing.
So, well, first, is the surfing somebody... Sorry, something that somebody does in your family, or is it the first time to try?
No, no. My husband loves kite surfing with wind.
Kite surfing?
Yeah.
Ah, so does he go to, is it El Perello or Perionet, where they do? Ah, right. Okay. I've seen some people a few times when I've been in this area just by chance. And I've had my camera, and it always looked really energetic to watch them. And the few times I've had my camera... tried to get some good photos, but sometimes I didn't have the right lens. It was a bit too short.
They are too far from the shore. But he enjoys a lot this sport. And I really love being in the sea, watching anything.
But do you do kite surfing?
No, I do surf with the waves. Just with the waves. Yeah. Well, not do. I try to do. Is different.
Well, okay? you'll probably do a lot better than me.
My kids are amazing.
Yeah?
Because they started doing surf when they were very, very young. So they have like the ability of go over the boat and get the pie, how do you say?
And stand.
And stand.
Stand, like, so stand on the board and look cool.
Yes, like very easy. And it's not the same to me. I am
for
like
me. For me.
For me. I am like a wash machine over on the hair.
Yes, but Maria, we know that your husband and your kids cannot do fantastic presentations to hundreds of people and capture them, you know, have them eating out of your hands. In a few minutes. No, so everybody has their skill. Yeah, everybody has their little thing.
No, but the best part is that I continue trying.
Well, yeah.
In each travel, my kids start surfing and my husband goes with kite. And I always rent a big board to me and I always try and try and try.
So your husband, does your husband have all the equipment, the kite, or is it renting? When you go, or you...
He could put a shop, Denzel. No.
Set up a shop, yeah?
We, in the apartment, we have like another small place to keep all the things.
Yeah, like a storage room or something.
Yes, but bigger, because we have something to cook with my friends, like a small place to be mm-hmm. there. And half place is full of boats, kites, and similar. So we went with a van.
Yeah.
We have a van to travel.
Like a camper van or just a van?
Yes. No.
You have a camper van?
Yes.
One moment. How long have we been having classes?
More than 1 year.
And in all this time, you've never dropped into the conversation that you have a camper van?
We have a camper van since I knew Miguel 20 years ago.
No.
We have had different camper vans, different, smaller, bigger, higher. For him, it's like his girlfriend. I know that. He loves
It's a bit strong. It's a bit strong that.
No. He loves more our camper van than me, Denzel. I assume. He loves the camper van.
So when the holiday period comes, like the Easter holidays, the summer holidays, you know your role is second line, yes?
Totally. Okay. Yeah.
But I never knew you had a camper van. Okay. Yes. So then the travel, because you said you went to Galicia or
we start in Burgos, after we went to Asturias.
Mm-hmm.
We found the best camping I've ever been. A small, very, very small, in front of a very, very, very beautiful beach. Wow, your feet were over the sand with grass.
On the sand. Thank you very much.
On the sand. Well, I lost a lot of English this month.
Another thing. So in terms of the traveling, because obviously mm-hmm. with the camper van, you're going to go a little bit slower. And then the thing I was going to ask you was about the stops, the places. I suppose you use an app which tells you where you can stop, or you know these places from practice?
Well, the theory is that we used to use an app and be organize all the travel.
Mm-hmm.
The true life is that the day before leave, Miguel and me sit and say, where do we go?
Fine, but you got the camper van.
And that's our life. My big kid, which is 12 years,
mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand her parents. Mama, I don't understand. Why do you know where do we go tomorrow? And I say her, that's what I like in holidays. I want to flow.
Yeah. But at 12, she's going to go into the teenage age or the teenage stage soon. So she's never going to understand anything.
Yes.
Or agree. Right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But camper van, my God.
Yeah. Traveling with a camper van with kids,
mm-hmm.
for me, is the best way of being together. Because now in summertime, we are in the apartment and the girls are always with her friends or with my parents. And I just see them to come home, mommy, please give me something, un bocadillo. I go with my friends. We don't speak. We don't be together. It's just very in a hurry.
Yeah.
In a camper van, you are always together, so you have time to have a very good, very beautiful conversations, and I really enjoy that.
Well, so first of all, if I want to get a camper van, I'll need to get a Miguel and two children.
No. You just need to call me, Maria, I need your camper van, and I send my camper van for you.
With the children or without the children?
Without it.
Oh, don't worry. Super fantastic. Now it's looking good. I didn't know you had a camper van.
Yes. Now I will send you some photos if you are.
You know, this is, it's like one of these little things, because obviously we talk about everything, but I can't believe that all this time and it's never come up in the conversation.
Maybe for that, going to a cruise was so different for mm-hmm. Miguel and for me, because the cruise.
I remember the cruise. Yes,
was that dramatic. Dramatic.
That was fantastic.
Dramatic. If you go with a camper van, we are used to go with a camper van, and you go to a cruise, it's like, I don't understand.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I would imagine. But the question is, I know the cruise was for a special occasion, but I don't know if it's going to, because it was this year. So I don't know if it's going to happen again the following year. And you're going to get the invitation.
No.
But do you think there could be an invitation to go? Because I think you said your parents and your sister-in-law liked the idea of the cruise. One thing is you.
We haven't speak about that, because in my family now...
Sorry, we haven't spoken.
We haven't spoken. Now in my family are a little bit of crisis. How do you say crisis?
Crisis.
We're great, but the truth is, Denzel, that if, when you are traveling with a camper van, you don't rest, because you are every day doing things.
Right.
It's not like being in a hotel that you are resting. It's a very active life.
Yeah, and dynamic, I suppose. So that's quite nice.
I like that way, because I am very active. But when I came back, I said to Miguel, please, Miguel, I need
three days holiday.
Holidays. I am exhausted.
But did you then go to the south of Spain? Because I think you said Miguel was from Cordoba, or family from Cordoba or Cadiz in this area,
yes? Cadiz, yes. We have been a lot of times with our camper van in Tarifa, many times.
Okay. Did you go this year or no?
No. We will go, if everything is okay, in Easter period.
Right.
Because it's the best time in the year for going there. Mm-hmm. Because in summer, there is too many people.
Before we continue, a quick break.
Hi. Have you ever thought of teaching your dog English? Is your English so bad that you have failed at learning English? Well, teach your dog English at teachyourdogenglish.eu. A 10-week course which is free. Sign up now and your dog will also be able to go roof!
As well as thank you. What you heard was part of the longer conversation, the class, with Maria, the vet. After that, we talked a little bit about the business. I know some people have left. Have you had that new guy started?
Yesterday, he started.
Okay, so it's the first day. So it's a bit of the, introduction, onboarding, yes. etc.
Yeah.
And then, but when you said it was hurricane, in terms of just a lot of activity in the practice, or... in terms of patients or other things, in terms of administration and people?
A lot of patients, but a madness. We started to work at 9 and we finished at 5. I don't know if you remember that we mm-hmm. had a shorter time. We had to come here at 8 in the morning for being able to attend all the patients that wanted to come here.
All right.
And when we wanted to close at 5, many, many days, we should to be until 7 working
here. We had to be.
So it was a good idea of having a short time for work, but we need more people for mm-hmm. working here. With 2 beds and 2 technicians, we couldn't do all the work.
But in terms of influx of work, was it because people left a lot of things because they were on holiday? Was it because people were on holiday and their dogs got more infections or things? Or is it just normal in September or, well, middle of October, September?
I think that the key is that the practices around them were closed.
Okay.
So all the dogs from around me came here because they know that we were open.
Mm.
They look on Instagram, Google, a lot of phone calls, and we have a lot of new clients, which is very good for my practice. But we have had a problem, a real problem, of growing too faster.
Too fast.
Yeah, too fast. Since July until now, we have grown 35%.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a lot.
And you've lost one person with
less people, yeah, yes.
Without Candela and without Elena on June.
Hmm.
So my team is very
stressed. Did you, one moment, you said on June.
In June.
Thank you. I was talking to a student, Daniela, and she said, I'm going to London on December. And we had a little discussion about this in June, in December.
Okay, thank you.
Has this been converted? Because I know you have the insurance plan or the health plans. With this increase, have you managed to convert some of this new activity into people buying the health plans as well?
We should do it, but we haven't had enough time to explain to our clients. For me, this month has been a month of survival.
Mm-hmm.
We have been solving problems. So now I hope with the new vet, with the new period, I need to have time to management, to leadership, to think and see
how... To manage and to lead.
To manage and to lead. Yeah.
Because management is the activity, okay? But to manage is the verb. So to manage and to lead. Yeah. And I've just had an idea.
Tell me.
Which you said about not having enough time to explain the health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember seeing your video. You did the snippets of the video. Thanks to Maria for allowing me to use that part of her class. She has regular classes with me. And that was just the first part. After that, we continued to talk about things related to her business and some of her personal projects and any corrections that were needed based on that conversation. It's a normal workflow for me. Now something different. One of my rants. The other day, I went to buy a TV because my old TV, which was very, very old, it was about 1,000 years old. It weighed about 7,000 tons and it was so big that when I actually sat down in my small apartment, my nose was only about 1 meter away from the television. It's not because I have a big nose. It's because my television was so deep, so thick. Sometimes I used it as a dinner table when family came around. That's how deep it was. But then you enter into the world of buying a new TV. Amazing. There's the OLED screens, QOLED screens, LED screens. I mean, there's every type of screen. What they do, I'm not really sure. I just look at the image and I think, oh, this is nice or this is a little bit nicer. Then there's the difference between normal TV, smart TV and Google TV. I bet you didn't know what the difference was between smart TV and Google TV. I'm going to leave that for you to find out. So, after doing my investigations, the size. Nobody makes small TVs anymore. And when we say small, I'm talking about 40 inches, 43 inches. They're phasing these out, as the guy told me. The standard now is around about 55 inches and 65 inches. Do you know how big 55 inches is in my house? Enormous. I'm telling you, my eyes have built up muscles just from watching people move from one side of the screen to the other. I really have more muscles in my eye sockets than I do on my legs or on my arms, my biceps. It's amazing. The image is good. I don't have any more problems. But My eyes, it's amazing the amount of muscle they have. The good thing is, I have a lot of space in my head, so there's enough space to keep all the muscles. Until next week, I'll leave you with that little anecdote of my television buying. Until next time, this is Denzel Mills, Silly Conversations. Bye.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.